Amid the green grass, the dying ferns and the sheep, what are you looking at today?
Several things, I suppose, David. I could say the view from here is capital.
Right. Douglas.
Indeed. It's a view of the capital as well. We've come up the track towards the BBC transmitter on Canaan, and we turn our back on all that and we're looking out. So, starting on the left, there we can see Farm Hill. I can see the top of the Springfield nursing home. We come down across, we can see the red roofs over at Spring Valley. The two chimneys, we've still got two there, one and a half at the power station. The sloping roof of the power station. Beyond that, the bright lights of the all-weather pitch at the
National Sports
Centre. We're then getting more red roofs, 1930s red roofs coming in on Peel Road. We hit Belmont Terrace. Of course, one of the main routes into Douglas along Circular Road stands out. Behind that, two rather narrow twin chimneys from the old Nobles, as it is now. Above that, Ballacameen School, which, of course, when built and designed by Alec Davison, was a perfect building. It worked from the centre and the two sides matched. Of course, since then, they've added on bits and theatres and goodness knows what, so the left-hand side end now is a bit out of balance. More red roofs of St. Catherine's Terrace and that area on the coming down from the Gooseneck. Nurses' Home, of course, stands out. Tall building.
Yes.
White roof building on what is now industrial equipment. Dropping our eyes down, we can see the end of the multi-storey car park where Mulcrest was, with its sort of layers. It looks like slices of cake coming
yes,
across.
That's right.
And then as we come to the right, there's sort of myriad of office blocks. All these Victorian terraces have gone, and straight ahead of us is the one in the corner of Drinkwater Street and Hope Street with its curved corner. Sticking up above that, no, that's not Samuel Harris House, is it? No, that's onto Circular Road. It's where the sorting office used to be, and to the left, Rose House, or Rose Building. Going over to the right, we can see that terrible brown brick building that was the post office headquarters for a while. Mm. There we can see the three brass balls, domes on the roof of the building where the Raglan Hotel was, the pawnbroker, as it's now referred to. St. George's Court, occupied principally by the Department of Education, and of course is acting as the Tynwald Court now. St. George's Church in front of that. Then we get the end of Athol Street with a mixture of brown brick from the 70s, red brick at this end, looking like a Victorian building. Then the rather dark and satanic buildings at Clinch's, with brown brick and capped off with lead on the roofs, which just makes it look so dark. What was once very tall flats in Lord Street are now diminutive compared
yes.
to everything.
With the car park at the back.
And behind that, this massive car park on Shaw's Brow, which is perhaps how it should have been built originally anyway, which looks like a series of postal slots. It's like pigeonholes, the way it's been done.
Yeah.
But we can just see the old courthouse up above that, still looking quite resplendent. The spire at the end of Finch Road, once St. Andrews.
Yeah.
The twin, well, they're not twin towers, there were two B twin towers in St. Mary's. One's got a saddleback roof, the other's got a flat roof. And then you're desperately looking, yes, over there, the square tower on Bucks Road, Primitive Methodist Church, and the spire up further on Rosemount, or now Trinity.
Not only that, of course, but although you can't see the promenade, you can see the whole stretch of the shoreline there.
Yeah, you can see the sweep of the bay. I think from the Manx Radio end, you get that Naples of the North feel, perhaps more than here. But in terms of teaching your children to locate things, because so many go around, they go around the island, let alone town, and haven't a clue where they are. It's from here you can pinpoint. In fact, if we raise our eyes, we can see the College of Further Education, we can see the Douglas Mosque, or better known to most as the chimney on the crematorium.
Yeah.
And then out beyond, standing now quite splendid and neatly painted in white, is the Falcon Cliff, now an office block, It could so easily have been swept away, but wasn't. And then, of course, you come over to the right, which is total utopia, which is Onchan, centre of the universe.